What's happening here today? There's a dog, there's some goats.
There's a bunch of people. So we're at the annual Meet and Bleat. So this is an event that showcases our goats and our goat grazing program with Parks and Recreation.
That's Erica Carlson, the ecology lead technician at Boulder Parks and Recreation.
We use goats as noxious weed control at Harlow Platts Park, which is where we are. So we rotate them around the site throughout the growing season, and they eat down the noxious weeds and reduce the energy store for the plants, also eat the seeds and neutralize those seeds through their stomach system.
Carlson says the city only uses the goats at Harlow Platts Park and rotates them around the site for 8 weeks. The main species of noxious weeds the goats control are Canada thistle, common teasel, hound's tongue, and crown vetch. Carlson adds the rains this year have made the weeds come in stronger and taller than in recent years.
So this spot, as you can see, it's got a very steep slope, and that's hard for us to mechanically control the weeds. So if we didn't have the goats, we'd be up there with weed whackers. We're not allowed to spray herbicide at this site because it's an urban park with neighborhood nearby, kids playing around, and we don't want to be exposing folks to those herbicides. So this is kind of almost a no-brainer for getting the goats here, just because there's no real other effective method that we could use at this site.
The city contracts with farmers to supply the goats. This year, that's Heather Spiker from Homestead Ranch.
I think it's a great program. It's land reclamation as well as weed mitigation, also kind of camaraderie to the community.
I feel like we've heard a lot about how goats are helpful to the plants, but how is this program beneficial to the goats?
I mean, it gives them the ability to have free feed, and it also helps with the digestive system and keeps from the weeds growing back. So it's good for their gut and good for the environment.
We also happened to run into Boulder City Council member Tara Weiner.
I used to be on Parks and Rec Board before I was on City Council, so I have a big interest in what goats can do to help us with our environment.
Residents had a chance to pet and feed the baby goats outside of the fence. What brings you here today?
The goats.
Goats?
Yeah, we're here to play with the goats and meet them.
Well, we wanted to see the goats with our daughter and just experience the outside nature.
Are you having a good time?
Yes, we are.
I love goats. They're my favorite animal beside horses. If there's such a thing as a national comedian, creative comedian, it's the goat, because they're funny, they're boisterous, they're loving, they're comedic. I mean, they're all over the place. I've worked in two places with goats, so I totally love them. I'm so great to see them here.
The goats will be at Harlow Platts Community Park for 6 more weeks, munching on any noxious weeds they can find. With Zach Thompson, I'm Porjai Junkit for KGNU.